Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He couldn't get up in heaven, but he could go to where the angels, you read it in Job, where the angels were meeting to discuss their assignments and things that they did in the earth, and the devil showed up.
Amen.
Lord said, what are you doing? He said, I'm coming from walking up and down in the earth and to and fro in it. What? He had authority that was given to him by man. So Adam, had the devil not gotten that authority, it would be Adam that would be going up to heaven. But because he took Adam's authority, and there was no price paid for it yet, there was no redemption yet, the devil could go up in a sinful state and accuse man. And see, under that covenant then, he accused, you've had to pay the penalty. You had to pay the price. Amen. He's the accuser of the brethren. When he accused you, he would... you know, say things and accuse you before God, and then calamity, sickness, disease, all this stuff. It would happen because he had the right. Are y'all following me?
Amen.
Tell somebody, thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus.
See, he had the right. So this is when how many in here fish? Somewhat. You catch the little ones. You know, when some of you guys can correct me, but I fished a couple of times. Actually, we caught a shark, about a 6-foot-long white-tipped shark. But anyway, when you put the bait out, you put the bait out, but there's a hook in it. So that when the bigger fish, the grouper, or whatever you're trying to catch, comes and sees that bait, it goes to bite it, but it gets hooked.
Yes.
Angels didn't know the plan of God.
Amen.
About redemption. They didn't know. Matter of fact, they're still learning things through the church right now.
Amen.
They didn't know this. So God wanted to expose the enemy.
Amen.
Now this was under this covenant with Job. So he said, have you considered my servant Job?
Amen.
He knew Job would stand.
Amen.
But he wanted the world to begin to see the real character of this enemy that we have.
Amen.
So see, God initiated. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Because see, how many know the devil hides?
Amen.
Does his evil in darkness. So people don't understand, know what's going on. It's just the devil working. But God began to poke him. He didn't know that there was a hook in Job.
Amen.
So we see in the Old Testament, an old couple there, how the devil worked. So don't be blaming that on God. God took all of this from me. God did. No, that was the devil.
Amen.
God just said, you can't take his life.
Amen.
And then what did God do at the end? God gave him double what he had lost.
Amen.
That's God's nature. That's how God's work. But he had to expose him. That was on the old covenant. Now, when Jesus arrived, understand that the enemy didn't really know who Jesus was. They just knew that the seed of the woman was coming. They knew that, and they knew it was about that time. You know, they observed stuff, and they knew he was coming. They actually thought he was coming during Moses' time.
Amen.
They went out and killed all the babies then, and then they thought all these different times they thought he was coming. But then around this time, they knew he was coming. So Herod, you know the story, sent the soldiers of Bethlehem to kill all the children 2 years old and younger, trying to kill the promised seed. But God had another plan, right? God always has a plan to preserve. So he couldn't destroy him. Now Jesus grows up, and the devil still doesn't, see, he still doesn't know the plan. Had he known the plan, he'd have done a whole lot of stuff different. But he didn't understand the plan. All he knew is someone was there now to contend with him after all these thousands of years that nobody could contend with him. He ruled everything by death and fear and destruction, and the world was totally under his control. He was the God of the world. That's why there's so much mayhem and blood and wars and all that all through history. The devil's behind it.
Amen.
But then Jesus comes and he gets baptized by John and he heads out into the wilderness to confront the devil.
Amen. Amen.
That was the sole purpose of the wilderness, to confront the devil. The devil met him out there.
Amen.
And he couldn't get him to fall.
Amen.
He couldn't get him to buy into you bowing down.
Amen.
See, no, you got to understand, when Job talks about Leviathan, if you ever read about how awful Leviathan was, nobody could stand before him.
Amen.
Nobody could contend with him. This was the devil. But here comes Jesus, the lowly carpenter. Now, you got to understand, he was Christ in eternity. Now he's born, yes. Not a man, yes. Terrestrial.
Amen. Amen.
So, you got to understand, there's no weapons, no terrestrial weapons that you can fight the enemy with.
Amen.
Weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So here's a carnal man.
Hey.
Devil knows this is just a piece of cake here.
Amen. Amen.
You be the Son of God, then do this, do that. But he couldn't tempt Jesus to sin.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he come out of the wilderness, he come out of the wilderness in power. Huh? Ready to dismantle the devil's kingdom.
Amen.
Now understand, you got to understand there's a network in darkness.
Amen.
The devil let all his minions know, listen, this one, you got to watch out for this one. There's something about this one. Huh? Because he couldn't defeat him.
Amen.
He'd messed with Moses. He'd made David sin. He did all kinds of stuff. Any other Abraham, all of them was messed up. They had sin. But this one he couldn't get.
Amen.
So he sent an email out. All over, to all the demons that this one. And so when Jesus would arrive, the demons would come out and say, "What have you come to torment us before our time? We know who you are."
Yeah.
Where'd they find out? From the devil.
Yeah.
The devil couldn't defeat him.
Yeah.
The king of darkness couldn't defeat him.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He walked through that thing. The devil couldn't stop him. And so they were all afraid. Anytime he showed up, they were afraid. Allow us to go into these swine. Jesus, thou Son of David, have you come to torment us before the time?
Come on.
So he's rattling the cage of darkness. All hell is shaken now. But see, Jesus was that hook.
Amen.
That you put in your bait.
Amen.
To catch the big one. They didn't know, so they were steady trying to kill him, couldn't touch him.
Amen.
Had they known he was the hook, they wouldn't have tried to kill him.
Amen. Amen.
All they know is this one is terrestrial, and he he's not falling for any of my ploys, my wiles.
Amen. Amen.
And Jesus, when he said, "I cast devils out, the blind see," he said, "so the kingdom of God has come."
Amen.
So the devil knew that another kingdom had come.
Amen.
They still were blind to the whole story. Listen, had they known, they wouldn't have crucified him.
Amen.
Tell somebody he was the hook.
He was the hook.
So when Jesus said, "No man taketh my life, but I lay it down, and then I pick it back up," devil wasn't aware of that. They didn't understand that. They were not privy to that. So they did everything they could in their power to destroy him. And finally, Judas who Jesus brought into the 12, did what he did. Soldiers came and they took Jesus. Now they thought, oh, we got him now. Hell was celebrating. Tell somebody, but he was the hook. Because he already knew, nobody takes my life. But in the hour of darkness, I'm going to lay it down. But what they don't understand, I'm going to pick it up again. Because see, he was without sin. See, the devil got into Adam's DNA. And so a race of people that are born sinful.
Amen.
That's not how Adam was created. Adam was created in God's likeness. Pure, holy, a virgin, even though he's a man, virgin, free from any. But the devil got into his DNA code. Perverted him. Now, everything that he produced was after his kind.
Amen, amen.
But then that one came.
Yes,
and you got to understand, darkness is blinded to this.
Amen, yes. Amen.
So they crucify him. They celebrate in hell. Till the third day.
Third.
When he resurrects.
Yes.
And the first place let me just say it this way, he descends into hell. Say, all right, it's time to turn over the keys.
Amen.
Of death and hell.
Amen.
All authority has been given back to me.
Amen.
Amen. I take everything that you took from Adam, I take it back.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, I'm about to adjust their DNA again.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing. He took everything back that the devil has stolen. Had usurped for so long and destroyed, killed, and stolen. Jesus went down there and took it back. Then he had to ascend to heaven to sprinkle his blood on the mercy seat to make things complete. And then he sat down on the right hand of the Father.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.